My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back here on The Fan on this Sunday morning. I'm Peter Schwartz. We'll get back to your phone calls at 888-808-1019 in just a few minutes. But first, I want to welcome in my special guest. He's going to be a part of the Marty Lyons Celebrity Golf Classic on Monday at the Old Westbury Golf and Country Club. He is a former Jets cornerback, the Jets' third-round pick in 1988, and the NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year for the Associated Press in 1988 as well. Former Jets cornerback Eric McMillan is my guest here on The Fan. Eric, it's Peter Schwartz. How are you?
I'm doing great, Peter. How are you doing?
Doing great. First of all, welcome back to New York. And you were beloved when you played for the Jets. You're part of that playoff team in 1991, and just a great run with the Jets. How excited are you to be back in town, back on Long Island, and to be a part of Marty Lyons' golf outing?
Well, it's always a great pleasure to come back to New York and stay at the Long Island Marriott, you know, where I used to live for a long period of time.
Well, you know, my wife and I were married there.
Is that right?
Yeah, and our older son's bar mitzvah was there too, so that's a very special place for us as well.
Yeah, it's a very special place. A lot of reminiscing. There's a guy that works at the front desk that named Kevin that's been here for over 30-something years, and he's still here, man. And, you know, I really feel at home when I come back here. You know, I always get to do Marty's event, see Marty, see some old faces, and work for a worthy cause, and see family as well while I'm here.
Yeah, the Marty Lyons Foundation, just, you know, they do a wonderful job, you know, making wishes come true for kids and families who are going through a tough time. And I know you've known Marty for a long, long time, and it's over 40 years now that, you know, Marty has done this foundation and done events like this before. So I guess anytime he asks you to do something, you're going to say yes.
Absolutely. You know, I never turn Marty down. You know, Marty's been a great teammate to me and, you know, the rest of my other teammates. But Marty's a special dude, heck of a talent, worked real hard. You know, when he played football, and I had a great admiration for him, you know, when I first stepped in the huddle. And, you know, working with this foundation has been really heartfelt for me, you know, seeing what he's done, the passion he puts into it, the families that he caters to and spends time with. And then, you know, sometimes I get very, very attached to some of the kids, you know, when I meet them and spend time with them. And, mm-hmm. You know, it really makes me emotional sometimes, you know, when I come back the following year and that child is no longer here.
You know, it's amazing. My family and I, we're volunteers for the foundation as well. In fact, my younger son Jared's bar mitzvah was last year, and he has to do what's called a mitzvah project, and he did a flag football game at a park near our house, and we raised a lot of money. I shouldn't say we; it was all Jared who raised the money. You get to meet some of these kids that you help out at these events, like you said. It actually, you know, it makes you emotional, and for Marty and anybody that's part of the foundation, it just shows that just a little bit of goodwill can go a long way.
Absolutely, and Marty's really got a heart. He's been doing it for a long time, and you can feel his passion when he talks about it. You can look in his eyes and see a lot of times his eyes just well up when he starts talking about, you know, certain kids and whatnot. So, I mean, he's really, really the consummate pro in dealing with these situations and, you know, bringing in celebrities to, you know, participate and sponsorships and everything, man.
How's your golf game these days?
We're going to find out on Monday.
Well, I guess...
Golf is one of those sports you got to practice, man. If you don't practice, you're not going to be having a lot to show and tell out there.
Eric, I have never stepped foot on a golf course before. The only golf I ever participate in is miniature golf. But my kids have just started to get into it, so I'm in a little bit of trouble because from what I can understand, golf is very expensive to play.
Yeah, it does cost a little bit, but you know, you gotta get out there and practice, man. So it's just like anything else. You want to be great at something, you got to put some time into it. It's not the kind of sport where you can, well, not many sports anyway, but golf is not the sport where you can come out and play for 3 weeks straight and then skip a week and then come back and think you're going to pick up where you left off 2 weeks ago. It's not that kind of part.
I can imagine. We're talking to former Jets cornerback Eric McMillan here on The Fan. Eric is going to be part of the Marty Lyons Foundation Celebrity Golf Outing tomorrow, Monday, July 8th, at Old Westbury Golf and Country Club here on Long Island. I want to go back, Eric, to your time with the Jets and how important that was for you, how excited you were to get drafted into the NFL by the Jets and have, you know, a lot of, you know, not just individual success, but getting into the playoffs in that 1991 season. What was it like for you thinking back to your time with Gangrene?
To be honest with you, you know, when I got drafted to the Jets, I really didn't know what greatness I was walking into. You know, I grew up in Silver Spring, Maryland, and I've never been to New York prior to me driving from University of Missouri to coming through the Lincoln Tunnel into Manhattan and then on to Long Island. And it was quite a shock, to be honest with you. But to be surrounded by such great fans, great teammates, you know, I had Bud Carson, I had Joe Walton, you know, Bud was part of the Steel Curtain. And, you know, he probably invented some of these defenses that we played, and he often changed the defense from one series to another. We never played the same thing twice. I mean, it was crazy. So my learning curve was extraordinary. The pace of pro football was a lot faster than I anticipated, and I really had to be on top of my P's and Q's to be very, very sharp in order to be where I'm supposed to be, make the right calls, and make the plays that I wanted to play, that I wanted to make as a player, and be held accountable by my teammates and earn their respect. So, you know, it was a great, great experience. You know, like I said, I can't talk enough about the fans because, you know, in the Meadowlands, those fans were noisy. They were rowdy. They would cheer for you. They let you know when things weren't going right. And then when you start doing right, then they get right back behind you, you know.
I shouldn't admit this, but I was one of those fans in the stands. I cheered, but I also booed when you guys needed to be booed, you know.
Yeah, well, that's a New York fan for you. That's what it is, man. And, you know, rightfully so. I mean, we're paid and compensated to produce, and we're paid to make plays. And, you know, when we're not doing our jobs, you know, up to the standard in which has been previously set by our predecessors, you know, someone's got to say something to say, hey, you need to step it up, you know.
You made the Pro Bowl a couple of times. You were, as I mentioned before, the AP Defensive Rookie of the Year in 1988. But I would think the highlight of your time with the Jets was the 1991 season and fighting to make the playoffs, that game in Miami, the last game of the season, you know, having to come back there at the end. Raul Allegri kicked the – he was filling in for Pat Leahy that week because Pat Leahy was hurt, and he kicks the tying field goal at the end of regulation, the game-winning field goal in overtime. Take me through that day in Miami. There were a lot – I was there with my brother, and there were a lot of Jet fans there at that game in Miami. What was that atmosphere like for you to play in what really amounted to a playoff game just to get into the playoffs?
Well, I'm going to give you the honest goodness truth, man. I think everybody knows me. That's all I talk about is the honest goodness truth. I don't fluff anything. But I'm going to tell you, Raul Allegri came to our squad the week of that game. He showed up at our Jet complex probably on that Tuesday before we played on Sunday. And he could not make a single extra point or field goal in practice.
Are you kidding me?
I never saw him make anything in practice, and you know, from any distance. I mean, I was like, are they for real? Are we really going to take this dude with us? So the emotions that you saw when Raul kicked that field goal at the end of the game, I mean, I'm skipping a whole lot of part of that story, but for him to make that field goal, the emotions that we had as players, the emotions that the fans had, that was all so real. Because I hadn't seen him make anything. And for him to make that field goal was amazing. But during the course of the game, the play in it, you know, was amazing. I was very comfortable because, we had been to Miami, you know, several times, you know, at least once every year prior to that. And, you know, I was very comfortable playing against the Dolphins and, you know, Marino and the rest of the Marx brothers and the rest of the crew over there. We just did what we had to do, and our offense stepped up and made some great plays towards the end of the game to control the clock, move the ball, get out of bounds, get set up to be put in position to kick a field goal. And so a lot of great plays were made by the biggest players, Rob Moore, you know, Baxter, Johnny Hector, Freeman, Mickey Schuler. You know, the defense stepped up making plays when we needed it. I mean, it was all falling into place, and you know, there was no holding back, you know.
When the Dolphins scored with less than a minute to go, I think there was 44 seconds left when the Dolphins scored to go up in that game. What was the feeling like on the sideline? Were you guys demoralized? Did you still feel like that there was a chance to come back and get the game into overtime at least?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
No, we really felt we had a chance to come back because we've been in big, high-scoring games with the Dolphins before. So we knew our offense could move the ball. We've seen it time after time. And, you know, unfortunately, the defense, you know, did give up a touchdown, you know, towards the end. I can't say we felt demoralized. We just felt like, darn, you know, we gave it our best shot. It didn't work out on that particular series, but we know the offense is getting ready to get out there, and they're about to get off and make this thing work. So they got out there, and like I just stated, you know, they did their thing. You know, they moved the ball, threw some screen passes, you know, some handoffs, some good blocks were made, getting out of bounds, stopping the clock. Clock management, you know, field position. They did it. They did it, man.
I have to tell you, I have to thank you and the rest of the Jets for pulling that out, because when the Dolphins scored there at the end, the thing that I was dreading the most was having to get back on that shuttle bus to Calder Racetrack next door to get to the car, because the last thing I wanted to do was deal with those Dolphin fans on that bus. And thankfully, you guys pulled that game out, because that was a very, very enjoyable bus ride to go get my car.
Yeah, I feel all of that tension, because Dolphin fans, you know, that's one of the big rivals of the AFC East. You know, Jets and Dolphins, and there's always Jets and Bills, and those are two games we really had to pull out, you know, in order for us to have some respect, you know, around the New York area. So,
couple of minutes left with former Jets cornerback Eric McMillan joining me, Peter Schwartz, here on The Fan in New York, as Eric gets ready to participate on Monday in the Marty Lyons Celebrity Golf Classic at Old Westbury Golf and Country Club. Still time, I guess, to be a part of it. For more information, go to MartyLyonsFoundation.org. Eric, what do you think of the current Jets? Obviously, there's a lot of storylines around it. Let me start with the secondary, and obviously Sauce Gardner has been outstanding in his couple of years with the Jets, and you know, he's assisted there by DJ Reed. As a former cornerback, you know, how much do you appreciate what they've brought to the table with the Jets so far?
Man, I can appreciate those guys so much. You know, a lot of people always ask me about what's Sauce Gardner? What's he like? What's he about? And I've had the privilege, you know, to sit and talk with him one day after training camp. You know, spend a considerable amount of time, you know, sharing ideas, and I asked him about his techniques and whatnot. But that kid's coverage is extremely sticky. I mean, whomever he covers, he is married to him. Those people are not catching too many balls on him at all. His technique is, he kind of baits people into throwing the ball, and his arms are extremely long. Mm-hmm. So he's able to make a lot of plays, you know, from the backside or the underside on a receiver. He often knows how and when to maneuver himself around the receiver to get to that ball, to knock it, to deflect it. If he wants to jam you up, I mean, he knows how to put his hands and move his feet in the right places at the right time. And I just admire his technique, because he's pretty quick, too. He's a slim guy. You know, he's not thick, you know, like my right corner, James Hasty was. Hasty was, yeah, a thick guy, extremely strong, could really beat a guy up, you know, off the line of scrimmage. But Sauce is real quick. His feet are excellent, man. He's got some great complimentary players playing around him and beside him. So I love him.
How about that defense overall, Quinnen Williams up front, and what they showed a little bit, you know, last year? Obviously, you know, with Aaron Rodgers getting hurt in the first game, things kind of went, you know, downhill after that, but the Jets have a real solid defense. And how far do you think that defense can take them?
That defense is extremely good, man. Those cats are big, fast, strong. Q is the leader of that defense. He's a vocal leader. He's a demonstrator. He will demonstrate what he wants to have happen. He'll show his teammates, hey, this is what we're doing today. This is the tempo we need to play at, and y'all better rise up. And they follow, man. And it's going to be a little bit harder for them this year, because, you know, they've demonstrated and shown, you know, what they're working with. And, you know, once people get you on film, they study you, and they try to figure out where your weaknesses are. And a lot of times they find out where your weaknesses are. But it really comes down to, in pro football, how well can you exploit those weaknesses, mm-hmm, and make an attack effectively, consistently, every single time, to get what you want, you know, from your opponent. So, but on the flip side of that, you know, our Jet defense is able to watch film and study their opponent. So I'm sure they'll have some countermeasures, you know, to upgrade their defense and you know, put up some bigger numbers. You know, we need some shutouts. You know, they almost shut people out a lot last year, mm-hmm. or held the scores to one touchdown and a field goal kind of situation, and kept the Jets within winning range of kept us in a place to win the game because we keep the scores low. So we'll have to see, you know, what's on the horizon here. But I love our defense, and I got something to brag about right now, so I'm happy.
If Aaron Rodgers stays healthy and you look at the weapons the Jets have on offense with the likes of Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall, can the Jets contend not just for the AFC East title, but do you look at this team as being a legitimate Super Bowl contender?
Based on the history of Aaron Rodgers and the kind of plays that he was able to make, you know, by, you know, sometimes scrambling out the pocket, rolling to the left, rolling to the right, the kind of throws that he's made, honestly, I really don't think we've seen what exactly Garrett Wilson can do because Aaron Rodgers wasn't there last season. I mean, so he's really still a mystery to the NFL. I mean, we've seen a couple plays he made, but we don't know in totality, you know, what that kid is capable of or anybody else that's out there because Aaron wasn't there. So to answer your question, this is a long answer to get there. Yeah. If Aaron is there, anything is possible. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, Montana back in the day, but we got Aaron Rodgers, and as long as his Achilles holds up and he's able to maneuver, he's definitely a bright guy, very mental. He can read defenses. He can change the calls. He's got keywords he uses to change things up, and he knows how to thread the needle when throwing that football. So I'm supporting. I'm gangrene all the way to the end of the season, well into the playoffs, man.
Eric, thank you so much for spending some time with me on this Sunday morning, and looking forward to seeing you at the Marty Lyons Foundation Celebrity Golf Classic at Old Westbury Golf and Country Club tomorrow, Monday, July 8th. Thanks again for joining us. Thanks for some great memories when you were with the Jets, and look forward to seeing you tomorrow at the golf outing.
Thanks for having me, and I really appreciate the time, and look forward to seeing you on Monday as well.
Former Jets quarterback Eric McMillan, my guest. It's Peter Schwartz here on The Fan. We'll be back with more right after this.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!